Good afternoon and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now, toll free at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now, open your Bibles, open your minds, and join the conversation with your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. I'll be with you until 2 o'clock right here on AM 1220, The Word. I hope you'll be able to stick with us here this afternoon. And we are going to be joined here in just a moment with Chris Long of the Ohio Christian Alliance. We're going to be talking about some things that are happening down at the State House that you need to be aware of. And we were talking about some of these things a little bit last week, but there's more developments that are going on. So stay tuned. You don't want to miss the program today. And you can keep informed and know how to pray for our government and hopefully some ideas of some things that you can do to make a difference as well. Let's go ahead and open our program here with the word of prayer this afternoon. Heavenly Father, Lord, I want to thank you again for the opportunity to be on the air. Pray that you bless the program today. Use it for your glory. Help us to inform and encourage Christians, and just pray that if there's some that are searching, that we can, something we talk about, Lord, can point people to Christ, and we just pray that you bless now for your glory, for it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Well, like I said, I'm Pastor Al Davis, pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio. You can find us online at, you can go to livewithpastoral.com. That's our webpage, livewithpastoral.com. Or you can even find us on Facebook at facebook.com/livewithpastoral. That's facebook.com/livewithpastoral. And you can, certainly from our webpage, you can get there as well, livewithpastoral.com. And you can also, through either one, get to our YouTube channel. And you can find us there. I encourage you to check us out on YouTube. You can like our channel, follow our channel, however that works on YouTube. Just go to YouTube and put in Live with Pastor Al. You're sure to find us, or click on the links from our website, livewithpastoral.com. And also you can find information about our church, the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio. Have more information on that at the close of the program. Certainly invite you to come out and visit. If you're looking for a church that preaches and teaches the Word of God, hope you'll come out and give us a visit sometime. All right, well, we're going to get to our program here today. Of course, last week I was mentioning about how I had been down to the State House and had the opportunity of opening the Ohio House of Representatives in prayer last Thursday, a week ago Thursday. But the day before that, I was down with some other pastors and others and our guest, Chris Long, and we had a meeting with the Speaker of the House, Larry Householder. And so we met Chris Long. He's going to talk about that meeting and some important developments regarding some legislation that you need to be aware of down at the State House. So, Chris Long, welcome to the program today.
Oh, thank you, Pastor Al. Good to be on with you, my friend.
Well, hey, I'm so glad to have you. And, you know, there's just so much happening around us today on the national scene, the local scene, the state. It's like you, I think it was you that described listening to somebody one time, like trying to get a drink out of a fire hose. You know, it's just so much. We can only get a little. But today, we're going to look at some things happening at the State House, and we've got some interesting developments, but let's go back to a week ago when you and I and several pastors sat down with Speaker of the House, Larry Householder, and actually, before we do that, introduce yourself to our audience and give your website, and then we'll jump into that meeting.
Well, thank you, Pastor Al. Well, of course, our program is heard on this station as well, News in Focus of the Ohio Christian Alliance. We're on Thursdays at 1 o'clock for an hour program, also heard on Saturdays and Sundays, and Thursday nights at 6:30, and that's News in Focus. I am the president of the Ohio Christian Alliance, and we're happy to have you serve on the board with us, Pastor. And yes, last week we had an opportunity. One of the things that we've done over the years as the Ohio Christian Alliance is presented members of the Ohio General Assembly with framed copies of the Ten Commandments for hanging in their office. We started this in 2003. As you remember back then, the ACLU was moving around the country like locusts, filing lawsuits of any public display of the Ten Commandments on public property. Well, one of our staff members got an idea and said, hey, Chris, why don't we offer any legislator at the State House a framed copy of the Ten Commandments for hanging in their office? And that was the catch, if they would hang it in their office. And so we did. It was wildly successful. I think the first year we presented, we had something like 90 members of the General Assembly. There's, of course, 99 House members and 33 state senators, along with our five statewide office holders, which is governor, attorney general, secretary of state, auditor, and treasurer. That year, many of them, upwards of 90, accepted our invitation. And over the years, we've presented over 250 members of the Ohio General Assembly with framed copies of the Ten Commandments for hanging in their office. Well, this year, we haven't done it in a few years, so we thought we would start the program again. First with Governor DeWine a few weeks ago, we presented him, had a sit down with a group of ministers to discuss religious liberty issues as well. And then, of course, last week, Pastor Al, you were with me when we met with Speaker, Speaker Householder. You know, I've sat down with a few speakers over the years, Speaker Husted, Speaker Batchelder, now Speaker Householder. You know, in fact, I was there when he was Speaker the first time, Larry Householder. So it was, in fact, we had an opportunity to ask him. I said, what possessed you to want to come back here and serve in state government again? Well, he chuckled a little bit and said he had gotten some calls from some members and said, you know, you really do need to come back. Things are a mess down here, and we really need to have your leadership again. Well, he decided to run for state legislature, and then, of course, he ran for speaker and did win the speakership in a vote of the majority of the caucus this last year. So this is his first year as speaker, and it's the second go-around for him. Well, Speaker Householder welcomed us in to sit down with him, present him with the Ten Commandments, and to discuss religious liberty issues. And we had a group of ministers to come in to do just that. Because there are some very urgent concerns for religious liberty when we consider the radical homosexual movement and what is known as the LGBTQ movement. These alphabet letters represent lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and queer individuals. That's what the LGBTQ represents. That being said, they are trying to turn around basically culture and times, and that is to change the sexes, change the roles of men and women, change the role of marriage. As we saw the Supreme Court with the Obergefell decision back in 2014, recognize homosexual marriage, and from that point on, now these folks have been moving across the country on both the local, state, and federal levels to change laws to accommodate their lifestyle. Well, according to the Bible, their lifestyle is sinful behavior, without question. It is not that which is God has described between men and women. And, of course, we as the Church of Jesus Christ, we share our love and concern for these individuals. We're all sinners saved by grace. And we present the love of Christ to them, although we'll differ with them on public policy. Well, where things are really getting in the narrows now, Pastor, as you can see, but on the local level, SOGI laws are passing, as it did Medina City earlier this summer. The city council, largely led by Democrats, passed a SOGI-style legislation. People wondered, what's SOGI? That's sexual orientation, gender identity, special protection laws on the local level. That's an ordinance. With policing authority of fines that would be levied against businesses and individuals who would be perceived to discriminate against such classes of people. But it gives them public accommodation. That means, what's the interpretation of that? Well, that means members of the opposite sex using restrooms of their choice in public places and venues, including the public schools. We fought that battle in Medina. That battle is still going on, even though the ordinance went into effect. An appeal is being considered with the Board of Elections for a referendum effort, and we'll have more news about that in the coming weeks. But looking now to the State House, here you have SB 11 in the Ohio Senate, and that is a SOGI-style legislation that was introduced, and this thing has been introduced for over the last 15 years. We've been able to bottle it up, basically derail it. They didn't have enough votes to even get it out of a committee. Well, here comes legislation over in the Ohio House. This time they found a Republican, a young Republican, to co-sponsor the legislation. People in his district and pastors in that district are furious with him and for co-sponsoring that legislation. We spoke with the speaker about it and expressed our concerns, and unfortunately, it looks as if it's been introduced. It's House Bill 369. We're going to give more information. Right now, it's been introduced into committee, and Brett Hilliard was the Republican that co-sponsored it along with Representative Skindell. We would like people to call their representatives and express their opposition to House Bill 369, which they call the Fairness Act. It's anything but fair when it comes to religious liberty and when it comes to houses of worship, because it would force the issue on a statewide measure as a statute, if it were to pass, that would grant special protections for LGBTQ people, including at houses of worship. They would not be exempted from this. And this would lead to a lot of lawsuits, Pastor, as it has in other states. It would drain the treasury of the church. You may win those cases based upon religious liberty and religious conscience, but in the end, you'll pay a lot in legal fees, and it will drain the treasury away from the ministry of reaching people for the gospel of Jesus Christ. That is our great concern.
Oh, you're absolutely right, Chris. And the listeners that are in Cuyahoga County, many of them are familiar with this because many of the churches in Cuyahoga County right now have been affected by the county law or SOGI law. I guess I'm trying to think when it was that they passed that just recently. And I know for a fact that churches are struggling with this. I've had some people in different churches in Cuyahoga County talk about procedures that they've had to enact to ensure that the women and the children that are in the restrooms, in the ladies' room, don't have a man walk in on them, because that's essentially what these laws allow for. Let me ask you this, Chris. How does this one, House Bill 369, compare with Senate Bill 11 that's in the Senate right now?
They're essentially identical. It's a companion bill. There's a House and Senate version. In fact, as one representative told me, that the SOGI ordinance in Medina was the same thing. Mm-hmm. Now, we're seeing this battle on the federal, state, and local. We've covered the state and the local, like in Medina or Cuyahoga County. I've met with people in Westerville, Ohio, because their city council is considering a similar style of ordinance for their local community, and the people are ready with a referendum. Right now, they're opposing it in council. Hopefully, they'll be successful in doing that. In Chillicothe, Ohio, and this is why folks need to get involved, be involved publicly. Be the salt, be the light, as Jesus called us to be. Don't let just evil prevail, folks. You need to stand up and do something. Be counted. In Chillicothe, Ohio, down there on Route 23, the first, by the way, it's the city of our first state capital, Chillicothe.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, those people stood up when the council was considering it, and they tabled it. They dropped it like a hot spud because people filled the chambers and said, no, not here. You're not going to do that and push that on us here. So thank God the wave has started to turn against this kind of thing. You know, you got to stand up to sin. You got to shine a light. And we can do it lovingly, ladies and gentlemen, but we must do it insistently. We must be insistent on what we're saying to protect men, women, and children, or women and children, in the restrooms, in public places, in schools. You're talking about boys using women, girls' locker rooms, showers, restrooms, and athletic programs. Don't even get me started there, how that is ruining women athletics. So on the federal level, there is a court case at the Supreme Court that was heard earlier this month on October 8th, and three cases that were wrapped up into two cases, one out of Michigan, one out of Georgia, and another case that was a companion that they put together, and it's asking the question, does transgender individuals fit in the 1964 Civil Rights Code of protected classes, discriminated classes? And, of course, the answer to that, it should be a resounding no. That is to be race, religion, and women, and it is not to gender. You're not to be discriminated upon those bases. It's not a perceived identity, such as this make-believe transgender business. Folks, we need to really call out the insanity that it is. We need to make a stand, whether it's on the local level, state level, federal level. And as Christians, we can be loving but bold, as lions, as the Bible says. The wicked flee when no man pursueth, and you know, but the righteous are as bold as lions. And that's what we need to be, Pastor, in regard to this issue, lest a little sin leaveneth the whole lump and the
right.
culture start going down that way.
You're absolutely right. And there's two things I wanted to mention that you just covered there. One, this attempt to reinterpret the 1963 Civil Rights Act. And, you know, President Trump, and this is where people need to be praying for him, because he's in the process of putting forward some more justices for federal judges and things
yes.
like that. And, you know, one of these days he's going to have more Supreme Court nominees to come up. And part of the battle that's going on here is, do we interpret the laws constitutionally, and the Constitution itself, constitutionally in the sense that it means what it says, or do we, you know, the original intent, or do we read into it and make it a living document to change it to be what we want it to be today? And that's what they want to do with the Civil Rights Act. I don't remember the name of the judge, but he had observed in one of the cases that it was necessary to for the judicial body to redefine gender in the Civil Rights Act to save the legislature the difficulty and the time-consuming process of having to go back and redefine it in the legislation. Now, if it's important that we do not discriminate on the basis of you know, sexual orientation rather than actual gender, when I say gender, I mean male or female. Yes, there's only the two, despite whatever the society or these people want to claim. But you know, this is something that reflects a whole philosophical approach to our laws and to our Constitution. They need to go back and rehash this through the legislature and see if the people want to redefine this, not a few judges at the request of some activists going back and reading into it whatever they want to and changing it outside of the legislature. So that's kind of something that gets me going sometimes when I think about that. You know, we have a legislature for a purpose, and we have a judicial for a purpose. The judicial is not there to legislate. And you know, so praise God that President Trump has been nominating constitutionalists to the courts.
And our state attorney general said just that, what you just stated. In fact, he wrote an amicus brief to the Supreme Court in relation to these cases that are being heard on LGBTQ perceived protections that they want. He said that the 1964 Civil Rights Code, I'm speaking of Dave Yost, our state attorney general,
right.
He wrote that said that the bench, meaning the federal bench, shouldn't be making laws. They should be interpreting laws. It's for the legislature to change the 1964 code, which they have chosen not to do. And he sent that in an amicus brief to the U.S. Supreme Court. So we applaud State Attorney General Dave Yost. And so it's very much important in another regard to what you're talking about with President Trump and the 150 federal judges that he's appointed.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're talking about, folks, these will be so important going forward, because the federal cases is where basically the battle is won and lost. And so that's why the radical left is opposing President Trump. That's why he's been embattled since day one in his office. You know, the left is basically, they never gave this man a fair chance. They never gave him his appointments when he was first president, unlike what they did for, you know, obviously I didn't support President Obama when he was elected. I didn't appreciate or support his liberal views. But he was the president, and he should get his nominees to appointments. President Trump was never afforded that by the opposition party of the Democrats. They basically excoriated this man and any nominee that he put up for any of the federal positions. So it's been a battle from day one. And what's it all about, folks? We're in a spiritual battle. This is a president that says, I'm going to defend religious liberty. I'm going to protect the unborn. I'm going to support the state of Israel. I'm going to move the, I'm going to endorse and support moving our embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, recognizing Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. He went on to give a speech at the UN a few weeks ago that got little review from the liberal media pertaining to international religious liberty, recognizing the persecution and the atrocities against Christians all over the globe. Folks, we're in a battle, and you better wake up. You know, things may be okay in your neighborhood now. A lot of people have the view, God bless the czar and keep him far, far from us. But the point is that trouble's going to come your way if you don't recognize what's happening. And these SOGI laws are meant just that. And by the way, these folks have no intent of giving religious exemption, folks. They want your church to comply with their lifestyle, and the only way to defeat them is defeat them in public policy. That's why we need you to weigh in at the Ohio State House by calling your representative and to oppose House Bill 369.
You know, Chris, you had mentioned there about these groups do not want to give exemptions to churches. I recall when the Medina City Council passed that law, remember there was a carve-out for the remember the Catholic Church there had asked for some exemption there, and one of the activists that was there said, well, that's not needed. That's
absolutely
not needed.
They opposed that.
Exactly.
They didn't want that carved out provision for the Catholic Church. So understand this at the State House, their community wants the religious community to bow at their altar of indecency of the LGBTQ doctrine. And it is just that. It's a belief system, and it's a make-believe mm-hmm. system. And so, folks, we can't go along with their insanity. We have to pray for these people. We certainly have to love them, but we don't have to agree with them. And get that as an understanding. Read in your Bible. You know, our pastor was preaching on Romans chapter 1 this last Sunday in church. And he says, there's going to come a day, if things continue down that road, that this chapter will become illegal to preach publicly.
Oh, absolutely. In some places in the world, it just about is. I was going to say, we're fast running out of time here. We only got a couple minutes left. You know, it's been said that Christians are the largest voting bloc in this country, but unfortunately, Christians are also the largest non-voting bloc in this country. And when Christians can't even get out to vote, can't even get registered to vote, you know, the election's coming up in just, well, it's November already, isn't it? So what is it? The election is coming up on the 5th.
On Tuesday.
Yeah, it's coming up. It's coming up on the 5th. That's I was a week off. I don't want to forget that. I'm working the polls. It'd be pretty bad if I forgot. But yeah, it's coming up this Tuesday, and we need to encourage people to get out and vote. Some of your communities have things like this that are they're going to be dealt with, if not this election, then in coming elections. And you have a chance, a awesome privilege that a lot of people fought and died for, to have the freedom and the privilege to vote for your elected officials. We live in a republic, and if you do not let your voice be heard through the ballot box, you're not entering into choosing those that are going to represent you in your local village or township or city or at the county or at the state or at the federal level. We need to get out and vote. And again, Chris Long, Ohio Christian Alliance, give us your website again where people can go for more information.
Absolutely, Pastor. Just look up the Ohio Christian Alliance online. You could Google that or go to ohioca.org. That's ohioca.org, or just Google Ohio Christian Alliance.
Well, Chris Long, I thank you for being on and giving us an update on what's happening with these bills down at the House, Senate Bill 11, House Bill 369. People need to get out, call their representatives, contact them, let them know how you feel about this, and to talk about it at church. See what your pastor has to say about these. A lot of pastors don't know what's going on, and we need to be informed as pastors so we can guide people through the Word of God. Well, amen. Thanks for listening today. We're out of time. Hope you'll join us next time. Have a great weekend. God bless.
You've just listened to Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also like us on Facebook or listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis invites you to visit him at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday evening at 6. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight from 7 to 9. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield. You can contact Pastor Al by writing to Pastor Al Davis at P.O. Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Or you can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Join us for more live conversation this Sunday night from 11 to midnight and again next Friday afternoon from 1:30 to 2 right here on AM 1220 The Word. Live with Pastor Al has been brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.